Meeting. I'm having trouble integrating some of the teachings in the context of preparing to have a child. Reflections on aging, illness, and death, and the fact that birth is dukkha, have taken on a heavy and somber tone for me in this time. How might one be fully open to the lightness and joy surrounding birth while remaining deeply aware of these other truths of existence? Thank you for your thoughts. Yeah, I think one of the things is to really recognize that, especially on a retreat, and given the demographics of most of the people on the retreat, aging, illness, and death is more of a theme. so that in terms of preparation for having a child. I think it's really, those contemplations are helpful in the sense of, having a, not in terms of creating a somber, heavy tone, but in terms of recognizing the responsibility that one's taking on, and then really making that a very conscious quality, so that there's an ability to approach that the opportunity of bringing a life into the world, so that there one is. Creating the conditions for oneself and this little being to be surrounded by care and compassion and love, and to be nurtured in ways that are not feeding attachment and fear. That there's a real kind of an atmosphere of trust and care that is, so that by recognizing the full spectrum of what life is, then there's a real care and attentiveness to wanting to provide the opportunity for a young child to be able to grow up with that surrounded by caring. It's an incredible gift. But also, you can look for the T-shirt. You can look for the T-shirt. We have kind of the youngest, probably the youngest. Member of the Abhayagiri community came for a baby blessing, and he had his little T-shirt on with our little boxes and with the birth, aging, sickness, death, and sort of the birth was checked off. That's a great T-shirt. I've got it in the every year I make a. Kind of a yearbook, a photo album to take to Thailand, and we've got a picture of Leo and his little T-shirt and during the baby blessing. It's very sweet. And I think that's also part of the kind of recognizing. I think similar to how. Ajahn Khrundamo speaking this afternoon of the range of, there's a fuller range of say, yeah, what we do in Buddhist practice outside of, it isn't limited to a meditation or a meditation retreat, and that the kind of a blessing ceremonies and monasteries are places where children and families are it's really a part of the atmosphere, and I think it lends itself to recognizing that there's a whole other sphere of themes that are part of the spectrum of life that we bring in.